Wake Up Zone, 104.5 The Zone at 818. He's always smooth. He's in the house. Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. Titans Radio. Coach Mac, what's going on this
guys,
morning?
Guys, everybody's back. The whole team's back together. Yep, I like
we're
that.
We're all here.
It looks good.
How proud are you, or how proud of Kevin are you?
No, look.
The way that he took a hit.
For real, my phone was blowing up like he got blown up. I mean, people were hitting me so fast, and your man got hit. And, I mean, that was impressive for two things. First of all, that's a big dude running fast, and he dove. It wasn't like he was trying to stop. He dove trying to get the ball. All of you guys are sitting stationary, and you're right. Kevin, he reached for the ball. You were trying to tap the ball back in, but when you were tapping the ball back in, he was splitting your spleen. I mean, he came through you. You know, he hit you on the rise, and you bounced back up. But I was impressed. You bounced back up. You didn't waver. You didn't leave. You were there. You were a little. You had some of that drink on you.
There was
you.
Some spillage, yes.
No, some spillage. You squeezed that thing like a bad toothpaste tube. That stuff was shooting out everywhere. But you came back, and I was proud.
Thank you, Coach.
You took the hit, but you did the. You came back and did the job. As I said, you know, 104.5 has had two guys because Jonathan Hutton got drilled.
Yeah,
a couple
he did.
Of years
no,
ago.
I saw that. That was here.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, Delaney Walker, I mean, you guys had two big athletes seriously hit you. And when you're on the sideline, you know, I've been on the sideline for 31 years in the National Football League. You've got to have your head on a swivel because those people are moving fast. And they've got a purpose. They're not trying to hit you. They're just trying to do something to compete. But when you're in the way, as I say, the way I learned real quick in my young coaching career, when you're on the sideline, stay behind the ball. Because stuff doesn't happen real fast behind the ball. In front of the ball, it's like a highway.
Yeah, doing sidelines, you know, with Vandy's radio network for, I guess, 10 or 11 years, I only got knocked down one time, and it was in my very last game I did. There was a play kind of ran out of bounds right where I was. You know, over at Vandy, it's so tight on the sidelines. There's nowhere to go, and the player for Florida,
I've seen
Vandy
coaches,
receiver, knocked me down.
I've seen coaches hurt.
Oh, yeah, you've seen broken legs
no,
and a
bad
lot of that
hurt.
Kind of
well,
stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Gil Haskell at Green Bay, you know, indoors, got you know, he was out for a long time with some serious, because his head hit the back in the indoor. It was an indoor ball game against Detroit. His back of his head hit so hard because you can't get out of the way. You know, I've seen guys' legs broken. You know, I mean, it's dangerous. You just get behind the ball.
All right, Rob Gronkowski retires, and especially as a defensive guy.
Wow.
What made Gronk, you know, the best? What made him so unique?
Well, he had all the requisite tools that you needed. I mean, when he was brand new and not, you know, not beat up, because and the way he played lent himself to being beat up. This was a very physical dude. This is a big athlete. This was a big athlete. I mean, you know, he had some back injuries coming out of, I remember vetting him, you know, coming out of school. He had some back injuries coming out, or he'd have been a first round pick.
He had back surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a big, strong athlete that can catch, can maneuver, is strong. Look, people talk about Gronk's receiving. Gronk was really a good inline blocker too. I mean, he's a physical dude at the line of scrimmage. And in the National Football, you talk about a mismatch. I mean, that was a mismatch. I mean, ask Blaine. I mean, anytime, you know, you as a safety, you're going to come down and cover that dude, especially if you can't hit him after 5 yards and his catch radius, what he was able to do. And again, those guys are allowed to. They do. It's just the life in the National Football League. They push off. You know, they power forward you. You know, they hip you out of there. I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, he was just and plus, he was playing with a great quarterback that could locate the ball, could put him in there. I mean, every time I coached against him several times. And to devise a game plan around him, it was the same way, you know, like devising a game plan around Gonzalez or Gates. You had to have a plan for those type of people. I mean, you couldn't go into it and just say, we're gonna line up in our normal defensive alignment, and whoever's lined up over there, you're gonna have him. That's not gonna work. You know, and so, you know, when they make you pay attention to him and they make you adjust your game plan. And plus, then he was still able to produce after that. Great ball player. Great ball player. And I'll tell you something else, too. He had a hell of a lot of fun playing ball. I mean, he really did. I mean, this dude kept it live. I mean, he was for real.
Yeah, man. Well, I would going against a guy like that, I would make sure my outside linebacker is banging him first and foremost right off the cuff. So I'm trying to disrupt timing. So he, the quarterback gets away from him, especially in our style of defense anyway, and bang him. And then I'm going to come up and sneak bang him, or I'm going to play off and just then drive the ball. There's no way, because if not, if I get close to him, you got to have your plan. I get close to him, then he's going to push me, and then he's going to catch the ball all the way up the field. He's going to first down me all the way up. No. You know, 10-yard, boom. Ah, yeah, little fella, boom, get off me. You know, it's like big boy ball when you're playing your son in the driveway in basketball. Just back you down, just lay it up over the rim. Yeah, so it would have been he's a heck of a matchup problem. Both ways, safety or a linebacker.
That's 100% right. I mean, you've done it before. You know what it is, and you've got to be able to, and whoever's putting your defense together and calling your defense based on down and distance and where they put him and what their tendencies have been, you've got to have some help. I mean, you really do. And there's several ways to do it. But as you said, if you just go out there by yourself, you know, on this guy, I mean, most of the time, and especially with the disadvantage that defensive players are at, because they can't, you know, you can't be physical with them, but you have a guy that can be physical with you that is a physical mismatch to begin with. It takes some planning.
All right, here's the question, though. Coach Mack, you done seen the best of the best. You done seen them all over 33 years.
33 years worth.
Is Gronk the GOAT at the tight end position?
He's one of them. He's one of them. He and Gonzalez were different.
Yeah,
I
went against him a lot one-on-one. Well,
he and Gonzalez were different. Gonzalez was more of a basketball player, smooth,
more athletic,
athletic, smooth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and you know, not the greatest blocker. You know, he'd get in your way.
He won't be in that traffic.
Gronk was more like playing against a front end loader. You know, I mean, when he engaged the clutch and came down on you, I mean, I've seen him knock big dudes around.
Yeah.
You know, Gronk was different, but he was definitely one of them. You know, Gates was different too. You know, I mean, he was different. But Gronk, to me, Gronk embodied all the traits that you wanted, and especially when he was healthy. Now, the way he played, I mean, he threw his body around, and it lent himself. You know, there was clearly as his career, you know, extended. Well, then he had some deterioration, and he had some times that he missed because of the way he played. But absolutely, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, this is after his 5-year wait. This is the first time Hall of Famer.
Wow. Well, I missed it last week, so I don't know if they asked you about. But what did you think about the Tannehill deal?
I like it.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, I like it, and I think look, two things. First of all, they were done with Tannehill down there, and because I mean, they're doing the village down there in Miami. I mean, it's scorched earth down there. I mean, it looks to me like they're doing what Cleveland did. I mean, you know, Cleveland was awful for, you know, 17 years, and especially the last 5 years prior to last year, because they just, you know, they wiped it out. They said, okay, you know, we're bad, so we might as well get really bad so that we can have a chance to get good. And it looks like that's what Miami's doing right now, too. Now, every NFL club, when they're in this position, you know, because they've changed regimes so many times and they haven't had the success they've wanted to have, you know, they're going to always deny that they're, you know, that they're scorched earth in it, but they are. I mean, let's be honest, when you look at it, and Tannehill was a good quarterback for them. I mean, he was a good quarterback for them. He did some good things, but, you know, he never really had quite the offensive help around him that he needed. I mean, it's the same old story. You know, but he was a good athlete. When he hurt his left knee, you know, that curtailed his mobility some. I mean, I've known this guy since he's at Big Spring Texas High School. He's a West Texas guy. I mean, he was an athlete, you know, at going into Texas A&M. He's a good athlete. So what you have two, you know, not the same, but two very similar, you know, quarterbacks as far as things that they're able to do. And so, you know, your game plan can stay pretty consistent.
Coach Dave McGinnis is with us from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. More with Coach Mack coming up. 8:27 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Okay. .45 The Zone at 8:34. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. Our friend Dave McGinnis in the house, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. All you got to do is let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it.
Kev, yeah, thanks for calling me your friend.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, you're definitely your friend.
All right, Coach Mack, I gotta ask you this.
Let's go.
Because, again, the NFL at times is not always big on originality. And apparently they love what the AAF is doing in terms of eliminating the onside kick, making a team convert a fourth and 15 to get the ball back. The NFL owners are going to vote on this. This could be a rule change, as far as eliminating the onside kick. Do you like it?
Yeah, because look, they've already diluted the onside kick. And again, it all goes back to the player safety issue. It all goes back to the concussion issue. It all goes back to the fact that they were sued over the concussions. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff going in. They've diluted. Look, you can't get an onside kick now anyway. It really used to be really hard.
But before we go here, what are you going to do if you need the ball back?
Have you seen the Alliance? What they've done? What they're doing?
What are they doing?
I was in Memphis. They played Birmingham this weekend. What they do is they give you first and 15 from the 35-yard line. If you make it, you keep the ball. If not, the ball goes over to the opponent where you didn't make it. Okay?
So you're giving the ball to the other team even though the other team is supposed to be kicking off.
You get one chance.
Oh, the NFL will never do that.
No, but you get one chance. Yeah. And you can declare. It's got to be in the fourth quarter. You declare. You know, say I'm playing you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm behind by a score. It's a fourth quarter, and then I declare this one right here. I want to put the ball on my own 35. Got 15 yards to make it. If I don't, say I only get 10 yards. Well, then your team gets the ball right there to go in. You know, in plus 10. I don't think the NFL would ever do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying what they are trying to do. I mean, you can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away. When you played, when I coached, mm-hmm. I mean, when you coached that onside kicking team, you know, you did two things. First of all, it was like Braveheart. You put everybody over there, and then on your mark, get set, go. You've got one dude. You know you're laughing, but you know it's true. You've got one dude that you're lined up with, and you're supposed to eliminate.
Yeah.
There's only one guy supposed to catch it. Everybody else, you know, is supposed to hit the person you're assigned to as hard as you can. And you know that. So anyway, that's what they're trying to get away from. That's why the league, you know, with the special teams coaches last year when they brought them all up there to New York, 12 of them, and they came up with the fact that you can only put so many over there and you can't overload it, you know, like you used to do. And to me, that, you know.
That's fine because people are going to still have to be able to onside kick if the game is on the line and you want the ball back.
Yeah,
you have no other choice.
What can you do to get the ball back? I don't think the NFL will ever go as far as what the Alliance is doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I know this. They're trying to eliminate as much as they can from the non-scrimmage plays, the full speed, head-to-head, coming together, you know, like two knights when you're jousting. You get on your horse and ride as fast as you can and try to drill the other dude.
But also, let's talk about the main rule that they won't get right guaranteed about the Saints game, that you can't review and they will review. So what's going to happen there? I guarantee they get it wrong.
I don't know. I've been in owners' meetings. You know, I've been in owners' meetings a lot of times. Let me tell you something else that happens too. The competition committee can make all the suggestions they want.
Right.
The coaches can vote on all the suggestions they want. But when the owners get in there, okay, and they send the coaches to the golf tournament, they can make any decision they want. Okay, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, but this, what Blaine's talking about.
And, well, I know what he's talking.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Competition committee, pardon the pun, has sort of punted on this. The coaches were the ones who suggested having that eye in the sky. The booth official. Which actually makes the most sense.
Yes. No, I like
but
that.
But I keep saying the problem with all of this is about extending replay is that you're almost never going to get as clear cut a call like you did in the New Orleans game. There are going to be, you know, as you know, a lot of calls that are going to be, you know, very subjective. And I'm just saying, you know, when you start doing that, yeah, you know, where does it start? Where does it start and where does it end?
Let's identify first thing with the New Orleans game. That wasn't a call. It was a non-call.
Non-call.
But that's
rather,
what I'm getting at. How do you get a non-call to be called this?
That was
egregious.
That was a non-call. That was the worst. Maybe I've seen a few plays now in my time.
Yeah, 33 years.
Maybe the worst.
Right. Oh.
Maybe the worst in the biggest moment. Because that cost a franchise a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It cost a franchise a Super Bowl. If you want to get down to it. Now everybody says everything evens out. Well, that won't even out for a long time.
Yeah.
Because when you get there, but that opens up a whole different spectrum of that's a non-call. And so all of a sudden now, you know, are you going to challenge and say, hey, this last play, now what they're saying is you have to be specific. You can't just say this last play, there's something wrong. I want you to look at the last play. You have to be able to identify specifically. I don't think they will ever go there. But the eye in the sky thing with another official, I don't know what the issue with that is, other than what you're saying, Mark, is it. Once you start going down that path, and that's what the people are going to say that are going to be against it, is where do we stop?
Well, but I think, and I'll just add this, and then we'll move on, but I think it makes the most sense because that official will be watching the game the same way we are at home.
I agree.
And as you know, because you've been both, you've been upstairs, you've been downstairs. The game looks a lot different upstairs than it does downstairs, not only to a coach, to a player, but also to an official.
Let me tell you where else it looks different. And you're on the right track with this, because nowadays it looks a lot different upstairs on that 4D, HK, kind of TVs those are. You know, it looks different on the television than it does when you're watching from upstairs too. So there's different technology now. This is a different world than when I first got into this league. And you know, we didn't have pads that had the plays on them come up automatically. You took a snapshot and then you hired some kid that had good legs to run all the way down and run them downstairs and then run them back upstairs. So it's come a long way since then, but it looks different on television with what an eye in the sky would have. He's not going to base it off of what he's watching on the field. He's looking at that television screen. And believe me, you can see a lot more than you can see with the naked eye upstairs.
Coach Dave McGinnis, our guest, 8:42 the time. We'll ask him about some players he's watching for the upcoming NFL draft when we come back. More Wake Up Zone coming up on 104.5 The Zone. Blaine's going to tell us first about Gary Ashton.
Yes, I've been telling you about Gary Ashton and his team at RE/MAX Advantage for a while now. They're Tennessee's number one real estate team. And one of the reasons why they're Tennessee's number one real estate team is because of innovations like reverse search real estate. What is reverse search real estate, you ask? It's a way of finding out all the buyers in Nashville looking for a home just like yours before you put it on the market. The technology works by leveraging the biggest database on Nashville real estate. You type in your address and how much you want to sell for, and voila, you can see all the buyers looking for your kind of home. That's why they say don't sell without the intel. Plus, your listings come up first on their site. That's the Ashton Advantage. So go give Gary Ashton team a call today, right now, at 615-301-1650, or you can visit them online at GaryAshton.com. But if you call today, Gary will donate $50 to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital for every list appointment he goes on. So hurry up and give him a call. 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com.
The Wake Up Zone at 104.5 The Zone, 8:47 the time. Phone number 615-737-1045. Coming up at 8:03, more on how Tennessee survived in advance against Iowa yesterday and how Duke did the same. We have Coach Dave McGinnis with us from Titans Radio, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You're looking for a great health care coverage at an affordable price. What you do is you let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it.
You know, hey, when we're off air, again, I know it's not fair to our listeners, but some of the draft talk that we have in here, I mean, you dudes are dialed in. I like
breaking it down.
Oh, well, you're helping us out a lot, man. So what we want to know is, who can we get at 19 with these pass rushers? I'm sure you don't know who's going to be there.
No, I don't know.
Grades, or not actual grades, I guess your observation of what you think of some of these guys like the Burns, Polite, and some other guys that may be available, at the time the Titans.
Yeah, well, this is a draft, Blaine, you know, as we've talked about this, there's some depth in this draft as far as guys up front, both on the edge and inside, defensively and offensively. Okay. There's some guys now. The draft is such an inexact science. We all know it. Our listeners know it. You guys know it. Look, all it takes is one team, one person pulling the trigger on somebody that you don't expect to be there. And then all of a sudden it starts to domino. You know, it starts to fall. And then all of a sudden happened to me when I was at the Rams. I mean, we're sitting there, you know, we never thought Aaron Donald would be there at 12 or 13. All of a sudden we're looking up there and he's there. We've already drafted Michael Brockers in the first round a year ago. We've got a big defensive tackle, but all of a sudden you're sitting there looking at that dude and you go, whoa, yeah. You know, so, you know, and you just don't know. And look, everybody, all these draft rooms that are being set, you know, Rhett Bryan and I spent 4.5 hours on Friday.
Setting up. You guys are going to have a show, right?
Yeah. The Titans radio is going to do a really nice draft show. But setting up a vertical draft board, and you can get, I mean, you can start to see and start to look. Everybody's going to have a different opinion. There are going to be 32 different opinions on people once you get into this draft. At 19, you're sitting right about in that zone as to where something may really fall to you, or all of a sudden everything starts falling, because you know as well as I do, you guys and our listeners, you know, I've been through 30, this is my 34th draft. You know when there starts to be a run on a position?
Yeah, I start getting nervous.
No, yeah, and there's a reason.
I'm the GM. I may not be there.
You start seeing a run on a position, and then all of a sudden, bang, 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 because, you know, everybody else is sitting in their draft rooms also looking at the same draft you are, going, uh-oh, bang, 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 bang. Now these guys are going, I better jump up here and get a guy, even though I may not. You know, I mean, because you set a draft board vertically and you set it horizontally. And, you know, and usually about 8 to 10 minutes before your pick comes up, you start podding people. You start pulling people out of pods and start putting them on a board going, look, everybody pull your reports. Let's start reading reports on this, on this, on this. Make your case for this guy. Make your case for this guy. Make your case for this guy. Okay, this guy's taken. He's done. Put somebody else up there. Make your case. That's the way it works, because especially if you're sitting at 19 or below, it's hard to really sit and look and pinpoint a person, because there's so many things that can go on in front of you. And then what you have to do, that's where the phone comes in. I mean, I used to work the phones a lot all my years in the draft, because then you start calling around saying, if you have somebody you want, say, I really want Blaine Bishop and I'm looking here, you know, so I'll call.
Yeah, they wouldn't say
that. I'll call. I would. Yeah. I'll call Mark and I'll say, all right, look, we would like to not tell them who we want, but what are you thinking at this? What are you thinking at, you know, where are you thinking? Would you be willing to move? Those are the types of things that you have to know how to work the draft, which I will say this, John Robinson is really good at working the draft.
All right, give us your top five D tackles and D ends mixed in there, not, you know, just names.
Let's go edge. Here's the names we know: Nick Bosa. All right, Nick Bosa.
Well, he'll be gone.
Fundamental. You said the top ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, Josh Allen from Kentucky. Love this player.
Like
him a lot. Montez Sweat. Climbing, this big, long athlete.
Oh, that's Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, big, long athlete. Now, look, here's an athlete. Here's a numbers guy without production.
Okay.
Here's a numbers guy. Now, you start getting Rashawn Gary from Michigan. Everything you'd ever want, you look at, all right? Then Brian Burns from Florida State. Really like what he brings. You know, you're looking at him.
That's a possibility to Burns and Gary, huh?
You're saying the top. All right, you want to go inside? Quinnen Williams, the best out there. The best, all right?
Alabama.
Big, slippery dude inside, can move. This is the Ed Oliver kid from Houston. If you've got a system that'll fit, he's a three technique, somebody that can really move, undersized, but he's got unique ability to be able to slip and slide and move.
Like Aaron Donald,
Nobody.
I know like nobody's like him, but nobody's, I mean, on a poor man's level.
Nobody's like, well, really poor. Nobody's
broke.
Like, nobody's like, nobody's Aaron, like Donald. Aaron Donald. Just you know, stop. Christian Wilkins from Clemson. Like it. Here's a guy, hurt his knee, but this is a guy I love on tape, because, you know, here's what I like inside. It's just me. I don't know a whole lot about this, but Jeffrey Simmons is a beast.
Oh, the Mississippi State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A beast inside.
It was ACL, right?
Yes. And so, look, if you have a squad, and if you have an organization that is able to say, we got enough right now, we can wait on this guy.
I give him a red shirt here, yeah.
This dude, in Coach Mack's opinion, I mean, this dude's a beast.
Yeah, right? I know. Oh, Dexter, that's some New England to get a guy like that.
Dexter Lawrence at Clemson. This is a big run stuffer. Now that, you know, this is what he is. Guy that's interesting. There's mixed vibes on this guy, but as physically to watch him play is Jerry Tillery at Notre Dame. This is a guy that's long, can move. You know, but you know he played really well this year. There's some mixed thoughts on this when you talk to people. look, a lot of people call me. Anyway, there's a lot of mixed vibes on this guy. Draymond Jones from Ohio State. You know, this guy is 6'0", 281, but he's a ball player. He's a ball player inside. There's a kid named Rennell Wren at Arizona State. Big athlete, 6'0", 4'7", 318. Raw, but has got some stuff to him. I could go on and on. I got a notebook full.
Wow, that's big time. I mean, I don't know, Mark. But all right, give me off the cuff. I don't know if it's a big run because you said it's D-line, O-line. But if the Titans went, let's say, for receiver at 19 or maybe second round, who is on that list at receiver? Not to say they
will. Well, even more interesting, he said third round there'd be a guy third round, available.
Right.
So, let's say third round because it seems like that's logical.
Okay.
All right. If you don't mind.
That's a good point.
I'm just here. I'm doing whatever you get.
What you got the top, 10 receivers. Let's start 10, 9, 8 backwards. Maybe
how about round guys. How about Paris Campbell from Ohio State? Yeah. This guy's got speed, speed, speed.
Ooh, yeah, he does.
Speed, speed, speed. A.J. Brown from Ole Miss. Good possession.
Love A.J. Brown.
Inside. Kelvin Harmon from NC State. Okay, here's a guy.
Big guy, right?
6'0", 221. Not a fast dude.
Right.
N'Keal Harry from Arizona State. Power forward.
Oh, I've seen him.
Power forward, downfield. Look, not going to get away from a lot of people.
Right.
But you talk about combat catches and power forward downfield.
No, he's a combat. One-on-one battles.
He's a combatter too, though.
Here's a guy. Here's one of my favorite guys. And again, I don't know anything. And I'm just, when I watch and I watch how competitive they are and how competitive they play, Hakeem Butler from Iowa State. Mm. Oh, 6'0", 5'3", 227, 448. 36-inch vertical jumper, 10'8" broad jumper, 159, and plus he's a tall power forward, and he makes comeback catches all over the place. And at Iowa State, it's not exactly like he's got a bunch of all-stars around him.
Exactly.
I mean, and this—
You don't like the other kid from Ohio State, McLaren? He went to my high school.
I didn't say anything about him yet.
Oh, dang.
No, I got him. I got him here. No,
didn't say you got him in the top 10, man.
Didn't say I didn't like him.
He's a speedster.
those are
good stuff.
Those are some of the guys.
All right.
You'll hear those names.
Ooh, I'm feeling good right now.
Coach Mac, we're out of time, man. Goes fast.
That goes real fast. You guys, we got the gang back together.
Yeah.
It goes fast when you have somebody to pass the ball to. See you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right. Coach Dave McGinnis brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans every Monday morning here on the Wake Up Zone. Always a lot of fun. 8:56 on the other side, how Tennessee survived against Iowa, and also the Monday morning facial on the way at 9:17. This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.